Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Kaya Biz live on Kaya 959. My name is Nzinga Kunta, standing in for Gugule Tumfupi, who's away for the week. You and I are speaking all things money, trade, and so much more. Johnny Muloto, Area Head of Corporate and Regulatory Affairs for BAT South Africa, joins me now. Thanks so much for your time on Kaya Biz this evening. Can you just talk to us about the research that you've commissioned and what it says about trade and illicit trade?
Thank you very much for the opportunity, and apologies for the delayed joining of the call. This is the seventh wave of these researches that we commissioned with Ipsos to keep a track on how price trends are with regards to tobacco products. And year in, year out, what we have seen is a steady, and then in the last few years, a very, very rapid increase in terms of illicit trade, as you would have seen from our statement today, that today where illicit stands, it's about 76.7%, which has tripled the amount it was in 2022. So, which is a great source of concern to us, because this is a problem that we've been highlighting to the authorities for over a decade now. We started tracking the rise of illicit trade in 2014. And it's quite clear to us that whatever measures the authorities are undertaking to tackle this problem are not effective. And what this research seeks to do is to provide the authorities with actionable information. By actionable information, I mean it provides clear data in terms of who the culprits are. And consistently, we see the same usual suspect cropping up wave after wave of this research, which at some point the penny should drop to the authorities that, you know, these are your main perpetrators that should be dealt with. But beyond that, what we seek to do as well is to try to say, with this, we know that, you know, our government is severely strained in terms of capacity of tackling this problem. What are the easy to win solutions that we can propose as industry? And what we then see on the basis of this research and understanding of the market dynamics, that, you know, here are the low-hanging fruit of how you can actually tackle this problem right at source, which is the manufacturers.
Yes, Mr. Muloto, when you say this problem and actionable information, what do you mean? What is the problem? What are you saying? Who is the problem?
Yeah. So the problem is under declaration. So you have a number of key big players, the big four players that are mentioned in the report, that clearly sell products that couldn't have paid the necessary required taxes. The current minimum collectible tax is 26 rand 22 cents, and what makes up that tax is your excise as well as your VAT. Mm-hmm. And that is a tax that is supposed to be paid at source. What do we mean by that? A tax that is supposed to be paid at source is that before the product leaves, when you make the intention to put the product into market, you need to declare to SARS that I've released 100 million cigarette sticks, and then the duty, which is the excise of that, becomes due. And then that is a tax you as the manufacturer collect on behalf of the taxman. And then by the time the cigarette pack gets into the shelf, it will then include other costs like your distribution costs, your retailer margins, your manufacturer margins, which will then add further on top of the 26 rand 22 cents. But what we are seeing is that a lot of products sell even below that 26 rand 22 cents, which means that tax on that couldn't have been paid and you to be able to still make a profit. So if you're selling a pack for 5 rand, how would you have paid tax of 26 rand 22 cents? So this is the problem at hand, and it keeps on growing in terms of size. Currently we estimate that in the market of 36.1 billion sticks, around 27 of those billion sticks are actually illicit. 6 billion of those are smuggled product from across the border, mainly Zimbabwe, and 21 billion of those are homegrown. It's a problem of South Africa. Those manufacturers are right here on South African soil.
Yes, but I'm assuming that SARS, in its, you know, with its billions of rands of shortfall, and wants to collect their revenue, would be aware that there are some people who are not paying tax and have said they're going to be very strict with corporates as well. And so would assumingly be doing something about the problem, and it's not a BAT problem to deal with.
Well, it is all our problem, because if we look at SARS, you're correct that currently they have a shortfall of 20 billion that they need to collect to make up the number for this current year's collections. And, you know, we just dodged the bullet on the VAT early this was again of a shortfall. So, yes, SARS is aware. The Minister of Finance is aware. The first in his statement in Budget 3.0, the minister himself in his own words said in his speech that he's allocating resources to fight the illicit trade in tobacco. He specifically mentioned tobacco. Mm. So we assumed that with the 7.5 billion that he allocated for enforcing against illicit trade, that, you know, we would also be part of that solution. So it stands to be seen whether that resource is going to be dedicated towards fighting the scourge of illicit trade. Mm. So that is that loss that needs to be recouped by the fiscus, which is around 28 billion that is being lost annually. But if we talk about now us, the industry, the legal value chain, I mean, this impacts us throughout the legal value chain, from the farmers who grow the product, the leaf, who sell it onwards to the processors, who then sell it onwards to us to then manufacture the cigarettes, and then onwards to the retailers. So that entire value chain that is compliant means that they are the only ones that play by the rules, and then the rest of the guys just don't play by the rules, but, you know, they just smile all the way to the bank. And that is a problem that should concern all of us, because if we are not convinced that it impacts at an individual level, if we were to have another a proposed VAT hike, it is because of these shortfalls in revenue that we could easily collect from these illicit manufacturers. Mm.
You've said, I heard you in a previous interview saying you've seen around a 40% fall in sales post-COVID, and you attributed it in part to that illicit trade. Isn't it health also a concern post-COVID, because cigarettes are not, by any understanding, a healthy product? They're a product that harm you and that damage your lungs at best. And so would that not also be attributed in part to people being concerned about their health, especially when it comes to breathing and the challenges around that? Maybe a lot of people were more alive to the benefits of not smoking. And it's not just a problem of illicit cigarettes.
Actually, it's the opposite, because the cheaper the cigarettes, that means more people have access to that. Let me start it from this point. The reason why you have excise tax is intended to discourage consumers from consuming a product that is regarded as harmful, like cigarettes. That is why you have excise tax in the first place. It's intended to make it to such a price that it's not easily affordable and accessible. That was the intent behind excise taxes. So the mere fact that these are not paid, and it makes the product far much cheaper than actually what government has intended, it simply means that there is a big problem there, because it's widely accessible. What it does, it increases smoking incidence rather than decrease it. So therefore, you don't achieve your health objectives either. So for us, the problem is twofold. Firstly, if you need to actually make sure that you tackle this problem, you need to create an equal playing field by enforcing against the illicit players in the first instance before you further increase, because we are the only ones that comply with the tax rates that are imposed year in, year out. The illicit players couldn't have complied given the numbers that we are seeing in the research study that was released today, because of the fact that they are evading these taxes that are mandatory and all manufacturers should be paying. So it does actually work counter to the health agenda of the country.
Okay, I'm wondering if you, as a private entity, are able to lobby, and you've spoken about how the minister's spoken about what he's going to do when it comes to illicit cigarettes. You've also done research. I know you're going on a media blitz. If you can see something is wrong, and I know that you're in regulatory, so you're not going to say anything illegal in this chat, what other avenues do you have to say, I can see that these people and this industry is doing wrong in this aspect. Here's how I'm going to try and curb that.
So, I mean, our view is that we believe that there should be regulation that all abide by, because that's the intent of regulation, to create an equal playing field, but it must be enforceable. And that is why we are saying we not only shining a spotlight on the problem, but we also say these are the players that are actually complicit in this problem. But beyond that, understanding our own realities in South Africa and challenges with law enforcement, we're saying here are easy solutions for government to implement. This is where the loopholes are. Firstly, you put customs officials in manufacturing sites, that is factories. You are able to monitor production in real time. Mm-hmm. And therefore, that serves as a deterrent. And we've seen it work in 2018, 2019. So there's a solution for you. And then we had seen a slight dip in illicit and a pickup in government revenues. So there's an opportunity, easy solution to deploy. The second one, we're saying SARS has the authority to issue licenses. By extension, they have the authority to revoke licenses. So if a manufacturer is found not to be compliant with their tax obligations, then they should revoke their license, because clearly they have no intention of contributing to the fiscus. Then thirdly, we say that because the whole idea around illicit, around this problem, is mostly around underpricing and underdeclaration, is that put a floor price where you say any product that sells below this product, that this price, should be seized and the perpetrators should be brought to book because it couldn't have paid taxes. In this, in our other commission research by FTI, there the study proposes a minimum retail price of 32 rands. And the UCT research unit on excisable economics speaks about a 35 rand price point. And by the way, that research unit is anti-tobacco, so they are not friends of ours. But even they recognize that if you can at least set that floor price, that can assist law enforcement authorities to be able to easily enforce, because currently it is a very technical and cumbersome process to enforce the minimum collectible price. So these are our proposals. We say these are within reach. They don't require a lot of investment for you to be able to deploy them.
Johnny Muloto, Area Head of Corporate and Regulatory Affairs at BAT South Africa. Thanks so much for your time on Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. Just chatting to us about those illegal activities and how they're hampering their sales. It's time for a short break. When we come back, we'll be speaking tax with Megan Fraser, Tax Manager at Allan Gray.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.